Greetings and welcome to another episode of the Scale Gap podcast. It's been a while, but as often is the case when a game is dead, there isn't too much to talk about, but we have accrued enough topics to have a bit of a chat, and we'll see where it goes. As usual, with me is Persian. Persian, how's it going?
Good, man. It's like 2 a.m. I don't know, the most random time to record a podcast again. But we do what we're asked, man.
Yeah, the people wanted, and now the people are getting. And this is also why we stopped streaming them, because sometimes we just need to bang one out. But yeah, jumping straight into it. The first topic is one that is a popular one that I've seen for the past 3 years, whether it's people doing challenges, theme teams, doing weird things, which I don't think is a bad thing. If you enjoy going on FIFA and doing a full Brazilian squad or whatever, that's great. I mean, I had fun myself doing a full Italian squad for a weekend, but I also don't force it in the sense that, like, you know, I'll do it. And that's the fun for the weekend, but it's not going to be a long-term solution. It's just kind of negating or ignoring the obvious. And I'm saying this because I see a lot of people saying that the problem with FIFA is that people take it too seriously. The game is too competitive, and we need to stop doing that because, you know, it's a game at the end of the day, and so it's our fault for consuming it the way that we do, that it's not an enjoyable experience. But obviously, Persian, this is an important one for you as well, because you have been as casual as it gets, believe it or not. So how would you interpret that take in general?
I mean, you can view it multiple different ways, right? Because you can look at it from a completely casual standpoint and you don't know much about the game. You go in there and you just play the game, right? You don't care about winning or losing. Like, none of it matters to you. Or from my perspective, I went from being like a competitive player into just taking it casually and not caring that much anymore. But I still care about winning or losing. I'm still a competitive person, right? I'm not a competitive player, but I'm a competitive person. So when you look at it from that, like, viewpoint, I don't agree with that. I don't take it seriously as it is, but I still get frustrated when I lose because of nonsense in the game, right? So I don't know, like, what was their point? Like, the thing you were reading, like, why, like, how were they phrasing it? Because it kind of depends on what your thought process is there.
I'll give you an example, right? I got this today as well. And so I was talking, we were having a conversation on stream, and some guy is like, look, man, right now to enjoy FIFA, I've just adopted the not care about the results approach. So you go into a game, you try to have fun by scoring some good goals, and you don't care whether you win or lose. Now, I'm not here to tell people how to, you know, live their FIFA life. By all means, if that's what you got to do, you go do that. But to me, that sounds absurd. Like, at the end of the day, this isn't, you know, it's a football game.
You're play changing. To win.
Yeah, there's a winner and there's a loser, or sometimes there's a draw, depending on what mode you're playing. Like, how do you go into it saying, we don't care if we win or lose, just do something pretty? Like, what? Like, go, I don't know, make it, yeah, go sketch.
That doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't resonate with me at all. But I guess that, like you said, it kind of depends on who you are as a person. If he can find his enjoyment, like, more power to him. Like, I don't care that he views it that way, but it's very hard to look at football that way. Even if we're talking real life football, like, if you're playing football, you're still playing to win. Like, it doesn't mean that it's the end of the world when you lose, but the objective is to win. And if you don't make your objective, it's gonna be frustrating in one way or another, right? But that doesn't mean that if you lose, like, in real life football, even if you lose, you still had fun. But in this game, that's kind of difficult, because if you lose in this game, because this game inherently isn't really that much fun, winning is pretty much all you have. If I'm talking from my own, like, perspective, you know, like, the win is all you have. And, like, I go into weekend league, you know, I go into weekend leagues, and my objective is either, like, 14 or 17 wins or whatever, just for the thing. And I go, like, 14-1 or 17-1 or whatever. And I go in with the idea that I don't care if I lose, because I have games to give, right? So it doesn't really matter if I lose, but it still stings somehow, right? Because you don't want to lose to some guy doing all this rat, like rat mechanic abuse and all that sort of stuff. Like, it still feels bad. Like, I can't really explain why. It just does. Like, it doesn't matter from the sense that I don't need the win. I don't need the win. It's just maybe a pride thing, or maybe it's like, I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, inherent, like, I am competitive. It's just me as a person, I guess.
No, I get that. I'm the same way because while it's like the two sides of the coin, it's like you don't want to face the sweatiest person ever, but if when you do beat that guy, it's the most satisfying win. But
Yeah.
still, I still don't want to. I don't want to face.
It's the same thing when we go into objectives with the golden goal, right? I don't mind giving people wins or golden goals, but as soon as they pause me first, if they pause me, I won't leave. I will give you the game of your life. If they don't pause me, I'll just quit the game. I don't mind. But that's the thing, like, it just like it's the trigger points, right? Like, I can't really differentiate that well, like, when I'm getting triggered by someone and when I'm not. But like, what, like, in the objectives, when someone pauses me, I view that as disrespect. Like, I took that personally. And then I'll play you for it. But I don't know, man. I just don't see the whole, I'm just gonna play and it's gonna be fun, because this game isn't fun. Like, it's just not fun. The only reason I play this game because I love football and I want something football related in a game, but I'm not playing this game because it's fun in itself.
Yeah, and I think the conclusion that like I came to in this whole idea is that the same way if you enjoy, if that's what it takes for you to enjoy FIFA, you can go ahead and do that and no one will, take that away from you. But at the same time, you have to respect that you can't go around saying that people are playing the game wrong and that's why they're not enjoying it because I think when you start to say that once you don't care about the result, FIFA's a good game, then you're kind of just excusing the fact that it's just a bad game. Like not everyone, if you want to enjoy it like that, that's even better because you're gonna enjoy most games. But like, you cannot. It shouldn't be the fact that the community. It's a community-wide thing that they have to readjust how they play the game. It speaks volumes about the actual game.
I mean, the best example is the whole objective thing, right? Because when people are saying, I'm enjoying doing objectives, I'm enjoying doing this, but when we have objectives that aren't about winning or losing necessarily, but we're trying to reduce the objectives to as small as we can by doing the whole golden goal thing as a community, it just shows that we don't enjoy playing this game. We're finding loopholes to play this game less, right? And if people actually enjoyed FIFA, they wouldn't make all these methods to basically shorten the play time that they have. Like, it's all about, you want to get to your objective as fast as possible. You don't even want to play the game. So I don't think it's true what he says, even in the objective sense, like.
The objective thing is super weird because like people do it in Silver Stars as well, and I'm like, why are you even playing this mode if you want to rush through it? Like, okay, you're gonna get what 450 XP, which is like nothing by getting a silver card, so they just rage quit at 1-0 down, which makes no sense. So that confuses me. But and the irony is that like if you don't follow these golden goal rules, and maybe you enjoy playing a full game and you don't mind the long journey. I don't know who you are if that person exists in this game, but like you're gonna get fried by this. See, everyone's gonna hate you, right? So ironically, the only guy who likes the game is getting shit on by everyone because like they're not leaving instantly because they enjoy
It's
it.
true.
And I miss the tournaments. Like I think
I love the
even
tournaments.
the net difference of like, I think some people maybe hated them because they never won them or like they couldn't
Explain
win. It's
tournaments, though,
like,
for people that might have not been around at that point.
yeah. Basically, there would be a card up for the same way they release objective cards, like an objective Gozens is now out right now. If you wanted to unlock that card back in the day and they released it, you had to win a tournament. So you start in a bracket. You're in the quarterfinals. If you win, you go to the semifinals. If you win, you go to the final. If you win the final, you get the card. If you lose, you start over from scratch, right? And so people would panic, like, oh, I'm gonna win this tournament. It wasn't that hard for us. But obviously, for some people, it was very, very difficult. The same way people pay people to play Weekend League, people would pay people to do these objectives. Dude, I had people asking me, I'll pay you £5, please win me this team of the season.
Back then I would still stream, and people would come into my stream and ask, like, can you do this objective for me? And it's basically, it comes down to winning 4 games in a row, and like people would stress out so much over it. But it was fun though. Like those were actually fun. Like, I don't know why they took them out.
Yeah, there's like a halfway now thing where like sometimes they'll release packs in certain modes and you have to win 4 games, but you have a cap of 10 games. That's the closest thing we've seen to it.
Yeah.
But the whole image of the bracket, and I just love that stuff. And I would have much rather have that, especially now that they figured out a way to make it ELO based. So like, just, you know, you'll still face people your own level, make it a bracket style, no limit to games. Everyone will get it eventually. I mean,
yeah, true. Most people, anyway.
You hope, yeah. But and then, you know, the same, and then, you know, you have the people that will say, oh, but then if people don't get it, they don't enjoy the game. But like, then what's the difference between me not being able to get R9 because I don't spend 10 grand? You know, not everyone gets Moments R9. Why should everyone get that objective card as well? You know, I just don't understand the difference. Like, why is it okay for not everyone to be walking around with R9, but then like the moment you make an objective so hard that not everyone can complete it, all of a sudden it's pandemonium?
It's like the participation trophy, man. People want everything. Like, it's just part of how gaming is now. Like, back in the day, like, you would have like video games, like the NES days, right? Like the really like old games. They were sometimes so difficult that people would buy the game and never be able to finish it because the games were just inherently more difficult. And now you have games where there's easy mode, like hard mode. Like, you can pick your own difficulty. And even if you pick like the hard difficulty, it doesn't even compare to what it was back then, like the default like difficulty back then. So it's like they want you to stick around, and they want you to consume this game like as they want you to consume it. But back in the day, those games were built to last. Like, you would buy one game for maybe the entire year, and you would have to play that game over and over to beat it. Like, you would have to actually master it. And that's just not the way it is anymore nowadays, man. It's just the whole gaming aspect of life, like, it's just way different now. Which is maybe not a bad thing as well in certain areas, because there's just way more to consume. But I don't know, just to each their own, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, in the last 3 years alone, the way FIFA has changed is insane. Like, as bad as this game is, dude, the amount of content in the summer, it's crazy. It's crazy. I made the comparison today. So, like, in Italy, everyone's talking about, oh, Italy's about to beat the record of, like, most consecutive wins or most consecutive games in a row without a loss. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, but like, okay, they beat the record of the 1930 team. But the 1930 or 40 or whatever team, they had so many less games. You know, now you have Nations League and this. So it's like the same way now that I was talking about it in FIFA. Like, everyone's like, oh, look at your pack luck. I was like, yeah, my pack luck's the best it's ever been right now. But I also have the most opportunities I've ever had to pack something. So it's like, it's diluted, I guess.
It's also pointless. Like, packing all these things at the end of the game when nothing matters anymore, like, it's just, it's nice, but it's pointless. Because you don't really want to play the game at this point anymore. When do you grind it the most? At the start? And, like, through the middle of the game, you really want to play. You really need a good team to be able to compete or whatever. Like, if you want to compete in, like, the competitive sense, you need a good team. And now, like, the game's pretty much died. Like, a lot of players stopped playing, and now you have a good team when it doesn't really matter anymore, right? So, like, what are you going to do with it? Like, it's just, I don't know, man. It sounds ungrateful, but, like, you want it to, like, even though, like, you really don't have in your head that you want to be a pro player, you want to do well in those tournaments when you do play, right? And a good team would help, but, like, you're just getting out-teamed so hard by people that spent, like, thousands of euros on their team when you're playing with a Road to Glory. So at that point, it would help out, like, getting those players early on. And it's, like, in comparison, it's pointless having them now.
It would be a huge difference, and you see it, like, it's just a matter of fun, right? How many times do I see Warzone streamers who are not pros, but they're really good, and, you know, sometimes you just play lobbies, and then sometimes there's an event, there's a tournament, they play these tournaments, competitive tournaments and they get their competitive fix. Like, that's how I wish FIFA would be and could be for people, creators like me, who are like good at the game, but you know, how do you compete against the pro players who spend 10,000 at the start of the game? Because it could be great content, like great streaming, you know, oh, look, it's tournament weekend or whatever. Let's see. Let's go watch all the streamers who are trying to compete and just see where it goes. But like, it's not even an option because like no one wants to. It's just pain. People come to watch me and they just have to be like, ah, oh, don't worry, Stanley. It was. I mean, the gameplay in itself is already bad enough. And then I'm playing with Sona against R9. I'm like, come on, man.
Just look at the huge difference now. If you look at how many when pro players like play weekend league now, when there's a lot more sweats left, like a lot of the casual players stop playing and there's more sweats left, right? Just look at the difference, because the difference in the teams is pretty much gone as well. Like when they have their 99 pace striker, you have a 99 pace center back. So they can't really abuse you as much in that sense by the team difference. And now it comes down to like who's mastered the game the most, who's doing the most broken mechanics, blah blah blah. But like now you see a lot of these pro players lose games in weekend league now, like a lot of games in weekend league. And compared to back then when they were using their 99 pace striker versus your 80 pace center back, and that just shows like how small the skill gap really is. But it comes down to that a lot of it comes down to team difference. And I'm not saying that like they can't beat you when the teams are the same, but the gap just reduces significantly. And I don't know, man, it just feels so cheap that the only game in the world where you feel like people can just outbuy you, or like not outplay you but literally outbuy you, is FIFA. Like, they just buy the better team and they have a significant better chance at beating you. It's just dumb.
To give some perspective, today is 7th of, is it the 7th? It's the 5th? No, it's the 7th of July, right? Yeah. It's July. No, it's the 5th of July. Sorry. It's the 5th of July, 2021. And it's my first day with Moments Ronaldinho. Moments Ronaldinho, I would put him on the same tier level of meta as a player like Team of the Year Mbappe. Would you agree?
I'd say yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That's the tier, right? There, yeah. So I've got like 8 games with Moments Ronaldinho in July. People, pros would have had by now thousands with that same Team of the Year Mbappe, same caliber, because they got him immediately with Team of the Year. Like, that's the difference. That's the difference. And now some of these pros, they're putting Road to Elite 3 on their stream titles, you know? So it's the game caught up fast.
I'm just saying, and to put that in perspective, you notice like now that you're using this Dino in this meta, you notice how good he is in this meta. Like, imagine you using him against a center back that's like 80 pace that can't turn when you have this Ronaldinho. Like,
just, I don't know how I lose. I don't know how.
That's what I'm saying. It's crazy. Like, the difference, like, because I started like a Road to Glory, like a new account, like 2 months ago, right? So I had to play with golds against like the foot birthdays and the team of the seasons. And I noticed how big of a difference that is compared to like the cards that you have now. That doesn't mean I was losing games, that I was losing games left, right, and center. I'm just saying, you notice how slow they turn, how like RNG prone they are. They just lose the ball randomly and all these things. Like, when you notice that difference, when you experience that difference, you notice how like rigged this game is towards, well, the people that spend more. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's so bad. And this is coming from people that like fucking are pretty much the best players in the game, and they still struggle like when the teams get closer to each other.
This is how people can relate to it, though. The day one of Foot Champs, if you try to play an online game with your fucking, I don't know, 10 chemistry bronze squad and your opponent has a gold team, that's exactly how it feels. Like, you know, there's nothing you can do and you're just going to lose, and it's unfortunate, but you need the coins from the match rewards. That's exactly the difference and how it feels. And there's nothing less motivating to know that I'm just sat there looking at a screen. We're like, oh yeah, can't do anything right now. But this is obviously at the beginning of the game when you feel it the most.
Yep.
But let's transition into a topic that is quite hot because a lot of people watch my videos and they always tell me, oh, Stallion, I love how you stick true to your style and you don't cancel any skills and you don't do any directional nutmegs, but it's not all rainbows and butterflies, because at the same time, the same people, all of a sudden, they're like, wait a minute, are you playing Mbabu at center back, bro? and they get, oh, I've lost respect for you, Stallion. You're playing a fullback at center back. And before I give you the floor, because I know there's a lot of angles you want to tackle this from, I can't believe it, bro. I cannot believe it that people... Look, if you don't respect me because I put fullbacks to center back, fine, bro. Fine. But don't you dare put that anywhere near on the same level as doing a directional nutmeg. That is absolutely absurd. You expect me to go into a game of FIFA in a rank up game against a player on my level and beat him without doing directional nutmegs, without canceling skill moves, without doing all those triangle umu balls, without doing all this broken stuff, without five at the back, and I have to play with players that will literally not turn if they do a directional nutmeg. They will literally have free 80 yard through balls. You want that too? Like, no, that's weird, dude. You're weird as hell if that's your take.
They basically want you to blindfold yourself, tie your hands behind your back, and then play the game. That's pretty much what they want. And that's when they would respect you. Like, okay, good job, man. You did well. Doesn't matter that you lose 6-0 to through balls, but like, good job though. I still respect you now. The thing is, dude, I don't know what they like. It triggers me so much. Like, sometimes I'll watch you stream and people will be like, oh, right back at center back. You're like, that's rat behavior or whatever. The thing is, it's the same people that do all the broken mechanics that still like they'll sneakily play like the broken mechanics when they're in the privacy of their own home, but they'll look at everyone and start pointing at everyone saying, you play a right back at center back. Like, what do they expect? Like, you're supposed to play an offensive style, a high line. You're supposed to not abuse mechanics, like sit there passing the ball around and be exposed to like one through ball of them, because you will have to play an 80-82 like pace center back. And the problem I have with this the most is the reason you're playing a right back at center back is because of necessity. Like, if you had, say, like, it's like saying you take the high ground because you have the coins. Like, I could have enough money, or I could have enough coins to buy at the start of the game to buy a center back that's 90 pace if it's out or whatever, right? Say I pay 1 million coins for that center back that has 90 pace. Like, what is the guy supposed to do to counteract that doesn't have the coins? He goes and plays like Semedo at center back because there's no other option. Like, I don't understand like how that's rat behavior. Like, what is ratty about that? It's literally how you have to defend. Like, it's the meta of this game. I just don't get it, man. Like, you can afford to take the high road if you have the coins, apparently. Because it's not rat to fucking play a center back that has 90 pace. So why is it ratty to play a right back that's 90 pace? I just don't get the logic behind it. Like, why is it ratty? No one's ever explained to me why it's rat behavior.
It's rat behavior because, like you said, to them, it's meta. And it's comedy because, like you said, like, okay, we just had a Ramos SBC out, and you can choose when you complete the SBC, do you get the right back version with more pace or the center back version with 90 pace? The amount of people I've seen say, if you get the right back version, you're a rat. And I'm like, you're all rats, because everyone's saying this. I see you doing directional nutmegs. You're canceling croquetas.
Explain to me why you're a rat for trying to defend a broken mechanic. Like, you're literally trying to defend the through balls. I don't understand. Like, how is that ratty? Like, are you supposed to just let them score the easy goals? Like, I don't get it. what is the logic behind that? Also, how is it not ratty then to play a left winger at striker? Like, you're changing the chem, you're playing him on 7 chem. What, you're playing Neymar at striker when he's a left winger. He's more agile. It's literally the same logic. You want the agility and the pace. The same reason you want the agility and the pace of the right back at center back. I don't understand like how that's any different. It actually pisses me off so much. It's literally the same thing. But for some reason, the community has decided that the right back at center back is the worst thing you can do. And I just don't get why. Because if they didn't play those through balls, I'm going to make it even more simple. If the whole meta of the Umut ball, the through balls, wasn't a thing, if there wasn't a directional nutmeg, I wouldn't play a right back at center back because I wouldn't need to. Simple as that. Like, why would I need to do that? It's crazy to me. Like, you're literally blaming the game's mechanics on the person. Like, and you're not even using those mechanics. You're just trying to defend. You're just trying to fucking defend against it. It's crazy to me, man. It blows my mind. Exactly. Blows my mind.
I won't use fullbacks at center back, which I don't anymore. I'm back to two center backs. But I would have never.
Because you don't need to now. Yeah, you have a 90 pace center back.
Yeah, they're good. They're cracked. Finally, actually, Alaba's 86, but somehow he's good enough. But what was I saying? Oh yeah, if at the time no one would have used directionals, cancels, whatever the bullshit, and the 90-yard through balls, I never would have gone to that. Never would have needed to. I would have been fine. And so it can't be the rat. It can't be the rat behavior, because what came first? Yeah, what you do. That's what came first, as you sit there and do that weird thing. And you know what's funny? We were talking about this earlier. FIFA 19, it was inverse, right? It was people would play center backs at fullback.
Yeah.
Because the equivalent the cheese move. Yeah. People would do, they would literally scoop the ball up and then volley cross or do an alternado into a volley cross on the far post. And it's like, people are like, oh, you're playing a fullback, center back at fullback. And I'm like, don't scoop cross. I actually never bothered to do that because I didn't care enough. But like, I saw a lot of pros do that, and I'm like, dude, you're scoop crossing. What do you want me to do? Like, look at what you're doing.
It's crazy that they don't blame the people that have created that you need the defense, basically, right? You're blaming the person that's undergoing the abuse of these people that abuse mechanics, and you're saying you shouldn't defend yourself. Like, what? Blows my mind, man. Actually blows my mind. That's annoying.
It's wild. But yeah, I think that covers it well. And I hope that if you're listening and you're still salty about fullbacks at center back, I hope that at the very least you come from a position where you don't break the game. Then I'll accept
it. Yes, but like, explain to me why. I still don't understand why it's ratty. Like, how, like, even with the comparison of like playing the left winger, like, how is it any different, and why is it ratty? Because no one's explained to me why it's ratty, other than it's the meta. Like since when is the simply playing the meta ratty now? Like,
it's a weird one, because I tried to ask, why was no one criticizing me when at the start of the game I was forced to play George Best at right center mid when he's a right winger, and it worked as my offensive right center mid when I played a 4-3-2-1. No one cared, right?
Exactly. So I don't get it. Like, why is this the trigger point then? And also, it's very high road for people. I was seeing people, like, I saw someone on Twitter. Oh, man, I'm pissed that I didn't remember who it was. I saw someone on Twitter saying, no, I play center backs. I play center backs, and I don't use full backs and full back. You know what formation he was playing?
What? Five at the back?
Yes. Of course he was. Of course he was. He was playing five at the back, and he was going high road. I don't play full backs at center backs. Like, get out of here, man. You're literally sitting in your box. Like, I could play Van Dijk with 70 plays at center back if I was playing his style, because you don't leave your box, my guy. You don't need to fucking track back. You don't need to protect against the through ball, because you're the one playing the through balls. Like, that's why you can do that. It's so, I'm getting so like triggered over this. I'm so triggered.
This one's been a long one in the making as a subject, because the amount of abuse that we've seen in my streams because of that has been crazy.
The thing is, if they actually had a point, I hope someone that like holds this viewpoint can like in the comments explain why, because no one's been able to explain why. It's really pissing me off, with like a good argument as well. Like, explain why it's different and explain why you see it this way, because no one can say it. It's just rat. Like, that's not a good point. Like,
that's a good point. If you have an actual counter,
yes,
then put it down below,
because I'm very curious.
If you do get it, we will let you know in the comments. Like, obviously, we'll comment back to you why you're right or wrong. And we'll let
you know. Maybe I'll change my mind, who knows, but I just need someone to convince me, basically.
True, true. Speaking of people who play Five of the Back and all this weird stuff, we played a lot of co-op, mainly because Division Rivals needed to be played to collect an icon swap. And in our journey of playing, we saw a lot of interesting things. But really, we came to the conclusion after that that we realized skill rating means absolutely nothing. And same with foot champs, because we realized that, well, you know, we were hovering 24,
in this game,
getting to 2,500. Yeah, in this game, 2,500 skill rating. You know, we match a 1950, and wow, we lose 35 points. Then we match another 1950. We beat them 10-0. We gain 2 skill rating. And then sometimes it even happened that, you know, we match a 2,350, so close to us. We destroy them 4-0, and we're like, what just happened? For me, I think this is the year where skill rating matters the least, mostly because of the gameplay, but also because of the matchmaking being so weirdly open, and like, so it just punishes you every time you lose, and it doesn't reward you when you win. I wish it was a bit more balanced, or it was like more like consistent, so if you lose, you're fine, because you know that as long as you win more than you lose, you still maintain or go up, where it's not the case right now. You have to like lose one every 100 games, which is stupid. And obviously, too, is the gameplay. But from your perspective, I guess, what were the obvious triggers? I guess that's an obvious question. But like, that made you get to that conclusion that skill rating and ranks mean absolutely nothing.
I mean, they don't mean nothing, but it's more apparent for us, right? Because we realize this when we're playing co-op. We don't sit there spamming all the broken mechanics, right? So it's more noticeable because we have to break people down, especially when we play co-op. Like, obviously we're playing in bad gameplay because we play far away from each other, but that's not even the point that makes it really bad. It's mostly down to, all you have to do in this game is just sit back and let the AI track everything for you, and sit back and defend and let everything block for you. So people that we like lose points to, because we rarely really lose, we just draw. We lose a lot of points on draws, right? But what they do is they just sit back the whole game, and we're just basically trying to find a way through the box. If we would spam a directional nutmeg or do all these skill cancels, we'd be able to get through that easily. But if you really want to play a clean game, it's really hard to break people down, and especially two people that just sit around their box trying to defend. So I think it's specifically this game that makes it really bad, man. That really makes it bad to notice even like the difference in skill. Like, we know they're low skill rating, but still it's hard to break them down in co-op.
You know, there's nothing more anxiety inducing for me than when we get that game where it's still nil, we can't score, and like every attack it's us going up and down on the edge of their packed box, and we're like, what are we doing? Yep. Like, what are we gonna go up and down and up and down? But what you mentioned, actually, I think it's funny, we should mention it, because we've both seen so many players who are elite one, so they're good players, but we were always shocked at how they defended, the same way we described how our opponents defend. Like, I've seen so many elite one players, maybe so many is the wrong word, but more than I had thought, players who can get elite one get there, and the way they defend is comedy. Like, it's like you'll watch them, they might be streaming, and they'll be in desperation as they watch the play unfold before their eyes, but they're just staring at things happen. Like, you see that they're just running back with a CDM, and you know their opponent might be running towards a center back or a fullback on the other side of the pitch, and he's just like panicking, oh no, and I'm like, dude, switch to the center back. And they just like, they just watch it unfold, and I'm like, how? It's wild to me that you can be such a good player and achieve such good results while you defend like it's Football Manager and you're just watching a simulation. Like, I could never allow for certain dynamics to occur. I would find myself, and I need to switch to the fullback right now to cover that zone. But people, you just run back and it works. They play the game of odds, essentially. It's kind of like Moneyball. They know that they'll concede X much, and they're fine with that. They just hold that.
It's strange though, because if I'm reflecting on our co-op games, we struggle most against people that like do nothing. So not obviously not the most, but like if we struggle, it's specifically in those games against people that are around 1950 skill rating that just do nothing in the game, right? They just park the bus and they just put the iron curtain up and let's go. And the strange thing is, like, we rinse people around our own skill rating because they actually sometimes try to play ball. Like, they try to, like, get out of their own half. They try to attack too, and they give us more space. So it just shows that the more manual you do, the less, like, people have a chance against us. But, like, it's crazy to see because sometimes we'll play people and we'll just rinse them, and we'll actually think they're, like, 1900 skill rating, and end up being 2400. So nothing makes sense in this game. Like, I don't know who's good and who's bad, like even in the meta of the game anymore. Like, it's weird because the people that are at 1900 sometimes do exactly the same things that people at 2400 do as well. Like, you can't really notice
Yeah,
the difference.
you can't
They
tell the
just
difference.
execute it worse maybe, but other than that, they do the same mechanics, they play the same exact like style. Like, nothing's really any different. It's weird, man. This game's so weird.
The
It's like a
only
mind fuck.
way you can tell the difference is mostly because they're gonna attack most of the time. Two players are gonna attack the same skill moves in that. You have to see, okay, in the long run, what are you doing defensively to get the most results? And I feel like that's a problem with this game because too many people can get away with sometimes hitting elite three or two or one or whatever that rank for them may be that gets them hype by doing bad FIFA because the law of averages makes it so that eventually they'll be lucky that one week, right?
Absolutely.
Whereas there's this huge buffer zone where you can be just lazy and sometimes get what you want. And then to get out of that buffer zone, you really have to be motivated. It's like about you as a person. Do you really care that much? Or are you going to accept every now and then being like a casual? Sometimes you get that one rank that's a little higher than usual. Because if you want to get it all the time, you're going to have to start playing more manually and make certain decisions. But that also opens you up to more losses. And so there
True.
could be, but the game lets you be lazy and gives you a certain consistency, and yeah, I'm not a big fan of that. But that brings me to our final section, which I wanted to talk a bit about topics that were inspired from the pro scene. The first of which is the perennial discussion that always happens: which one's the best FIFA? Which one's the worst FIFA? And the best myth of all that every time rises up. Where the pros start saying, you know what, say what you want about FIFA 19, Galactic Football, but that game had the highest skill gap. I mean, what do you even say to that? What do you even say?
I mean, the thing is that the problem here is, though, a lot of their arguments stem from the fact, as we saw this on Twitter before, a lot of the arguments stem from the fact that the people that are good in their eyes, like that are the top players, did well that game. Like, that's like, oh, you see the consistency in their placing? That's why this game is good. Which is obviously a very, very, very bad take. Like, it has nothing to do with who does well or whatever, because that's all subjective. So I don't know, man. You go on your tangent on FIFA 19. Like, this is all your thing. Like, I didn't even play FIFA 19, so I can't even, like, that game was so awful, I couldn't play it more than 2 weeks. Like, I just dipped out. That was the worst game I've ever played in my life. And
Yeah, like
I'm playing FIFA 21, so it just goes to show
the
how low I think
Well,
of this game.
we can confirm FIFA 21 is better than FIFA 19. We can confirm that.
By like 0.1%. Yeah, that literally took it over the edge. Like,
Great.
no,
Well, the
actually,
tangent.
by a couple percent, by a
Yeah,
couple
'cause
percent.
I was gonna say, surely that's not enough to
Yeah,
keep people
no,
in
no, that's
July.
not, that's true, that's true. I'm exaggerating.
The tangent that really I went on in my head when I thought about this is that people go back to FIFA 19 because in the history of FIFAs, it's like the FIFA that's most mechanically, I guess it stands out the most in terms of like the most obvious mechanics because someone watching might not notice that you've canceled a croquetta, but everyone watching will notice that you've just done an El Tornado. Like, what are you doing? So it stands out more. And people, and this is something that I've also talked about in a video that's going to come out soon, but people need to realize that skill gap due to simply mechanics doesn't mean the game has more skill gap net overall. Because, okay, sure, there's a skill gap mechanically in doing a canceled croquetta or a directional nutmeg or an El Tornado into a cross. Okay, sure, the skill gap is that you have to know how to press the button, press it at the right time, not be scared while you're doing it, and not choke and not mispress. But even then, it's not that complicated. We're not talking about like Fortnite building edit canceling. It's pretty simple in the grand scheme of things, right? So that's what it is. After that, that's pretty much where the skill gap ends. Where's the skill gap in execution? Where's the skill gap in vision? Where's the skill gap in this or that? If there was that much of an element in terms of IQ and timing and knowledge, then people who skill canceled 50 times in the box wouldn't miss 10 opportunities to shoot before they finally stop. There was, I can't remember who told me, there was literally a podcast where a pro player literally admits, like, yeah, when I skill cancel in the box, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, I mean, he knows what buttons he's doing, but he doesn't know exactly. He literally says, yeah, it's,
you know, he's just spamming it, basically.
You spam and pray, and then you're hoping that by the end of the spam, your opponent's so fried that you end up in a position
you where created an opening. Yeah.
So like, there, it's spam and pray. So I don't want to hear this whole skill gap this, skill gap that, because the net difference, like, okay, what you gain from the mechanical aspect is not enough to give you a higher skill gap than a game without all this bullshit, but just a simple game where a passing lane that gets cut, a run that is, you know, in an open space with a ball that gets fed into it doesn't get overhit, and, you know, a ball that is 80 yards away with a center back right next to it doesn't work. Like, all this shit doesn't work. And when that doesn't exist, but the fundamentals are solid, the net skill gap is so much bigger, so much unfathomable, that people actually start to respect a pass again. Like, it's kind of like in real life. When I watch Italy play and they play it out the back, you know, they might be confident in themselves, but I'm shitting myself when I see Donnarumma on the inside the box doing a little chip over the pressing opponents. It's difficult. It's difficult. When you stop taking that for granted, then, you know, you're getting somewhere. But right now, that's taken for granted. And what's not taken for granted is a canceled croquetta or whatever the hell people do. and it's just awful. And I understand this obsession with making this game a fighting game or Fortnite or whatever.
No, I completely agree. The only thing I'll say is anyone that doesn't say 17 is lost in the sauce. I'll come back. If they're talking about the biggest skill gap, where literally the devs go around saying this game was too difficult for people. Like that, if that's not a homage to the skill gap of that game, then I don't know what is, man. Like, they literally dumbed down the game because it was too hard. Like, what are we talking about, man? And it that's literally just gone further and further every year, because every year the game became like easier and easier and easier and easier, and the skill gap became smaller and smaller. So anyone that says 19 is 2 years too late, man. This is all I'm saying.
That's not talked about enough, by the way. Like,
what, that the game became easier every year?
No, but like, people literally sit there and say 18 has more of a skill gap than 17 when they literally said we made everything easier.
Yeah,
everything is easier, but oh no! But trust me, 18 is the best game. It's like, dude,
because it's the thing. It's the bias. Like, they do well in that game, so the game's easier that game. There's a lot of people that didn't even play 17 that are doing well in 19 now. So like, I don't know, man. Or that they're doing well in 21. Like, it's just a lot of people can't even look back that far. You know, they don't even remember what they were doing at the time. So I don't know.
I agree. But I mean, it is what it is. FIFA 22 is not really around the corner, but already at the end of the month, we'll get our little 30-second trailer. We'll just show a nutmeg, and I'll make a video saying, why are you showing us a nutmeg?
easy views, man. Easy views.
Dude, that's crazy. Now that I think of it, last year they showed the directional nutmeg in the trailer, and I was like, what is this? Why is there a nutmeg? Dude, little did I know, man.
They actually called a move as well. They called that the move.
Yeah, no one uses it to actually...
Now that I think of it, what were they smoking, man? Like, you made all these videos. Like, even the devs like saw your videos back in the day, right? About your critique about the game and shit. And they came around saying, yeah, you don't like Nubmeg, so we're gonna make a move. Just literally a move for the Nubmeg. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah,
That's
I mean,
actually
surely
insane.
the thing is, most of the devs will probably not even know who I am. They'll probably only be
No, but like
familiar.
they definitely, because it went viral, it went on Reddit, so they definitely
Yeah.
saw the critiques. Like they saw those videos. Like I think like even big content creators like Nepenthes tweeted it out, like that first video you did, you know? Like so they obviously saw it somewhere. Like it's just that's I don't know, man.
Comes
It's
down to
crazy.
difference of opinion, I guess, where it is what it is, you know? It's like when you see a vegan
I mean,
down the
I think it's
street.
very hard to have a different opinion unless your intention is different. Like you must have a different intention of like what you want to achieve. Because I don't think anyone could realistically disagree with what you say, if they're looking for the health of the game, basically.
Right. So you don't think someone could actually believe that having a move where you can nutmeg someone purposefully is doing it for the realism or the aspect of adding a better, a healthier skill gap?
No, because I think their arguments that they have would just break down so fast. Like, I don't know.
I
I
think.
mean, you could. There are people that think that way. I guess you could, but I don't know. I think it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's a bad faith take. I don't know if you know what that means, but like,
Yeah.
I don't know. It's in bad faith, I think, that argument.
I think what you say makes sense though, because now that I think of it, because I think my goal is different to an EA dev, because I think an EA dev at the end of the
Yep.
day is trying to, like, their game is their
Make the game
art.
ex as ex they try to make their that's what I'm saying, the intention. They're trying to make the game as accessible as they can to the broadest audience that they can. And your intention is try to make a good game. And that doesn't necessarily mean that little Timmy that took up the controller for the first time is going to be able to be a top 100 player, but that is their intention though. Like they want the skill gap to be as small as can be, so everyone has a good time. Well, the irony is no one has a good time in that mind state, but that's not how it works.
I think on top of that though, I think that their like desire to make a simulation that's so realistic and like they you know,
I
like I
don't
saw the
believe in
other
that. I don't believe in that. I
you
genuinely don't
don't?
believe that they actually know. I think that's such bullshit. I don't like I know that like that's what they might say, but I don't believe that that's how that's their actual take. Like, I
Because
think the
I
end of the
saw.
day, their intention is to make as most money, the most money that they can.
Right. No,
Like,
I say that.
do you think like constant press and all these things are realistic?
No, but I think they think it's like trying, like the idea of press after possession loss, like it's realistic, but it's not healthy for the game. You know what I mean? Like when that is how Italy
I don't think
presses,
that's
but
realistic at
it.
all because pressing after possession loss doesn't mean you can f literally magnetize yourself to an opponent and mark everyone. I don't mind a press. I don't even mind like let's put it this way. Like my first thing is I want second man press, right? But
Right.
if they're gonna go down this route, I don't mind them having a pressing tactic. I mind the pressing tactic being so prevalent that they're literally magnetizing man. They're literally man marking everyone. Like there is no one like open. That's what my problem is. If they do a massive press and everyone just runs at me and I lob the ball past that, no issues with that. But that's not how it works though. It's literally when you play
Yeah.
constant press, everyone is marked at all times. Like you have to do some crazy shit to play out of that press. That's my problem. Like that's not realistic. There is no team in the world that synchronizes like that. Like there's no shot.
I agree. I agree that it's broken, but like I'm just saying, like the idea isn't an idea that's like fantasy. For example, a canceling is just that's bullshit. Like that's based off of
Yeah.
nothing. You cannot
So
cancel a
that if
croqueta.
you're talking about realism, why did they bring that into the game then?
Yeah, that leaves me. I am
That's why I'm
absolutely. I
saying
have
it's
no idea what's
bullshit.
going
It's
on.
bullshit. That whole take is bullshit. Like it goes out the window as soon as you do that.
Yeah, for that for sure. But what I'm saying is that like, ignoring. Let's just pretend canceling skill modes doesn't exist, right?
That's difficult, man, after this year.
Let's pretend that doesn't exist. I'm thinking like at the end
What
of the
about
day, the
crab walking?
difference. Look, man. Let me just finish this, all right? Let
Okay,
me
go
just.
ahead. I got a lot more where that came from.
It's like trying to translate what they view as realistic and authentic a football experience into a video game, whereas I want just a game that's good, it's fair, it's got what it has, but it knows its place, it's a video game, and it's not real football. So I remember, for example, I'll give you this parallel. I saw a professional footballer respond to someone complaining about that Tex miss, right? Tex is a pro player, he just had a tournament, he got knocked out, and everyone was just raging because he missed a clear-cut chance in the 120th minute or whatever it was. And someone responded, a pro player, professional football player, like actual real something about like talking. Yeah, it was a realistic shot, you know, it's the same in football, you know, sometimes you miss your shot, but like someone rightfully said no, because at the end of the day all you can do as a FIFA player is press circle and then the computer does the algorithm, calculates, you know, is that the one time in 100 it doesn't go in, right? It's not manual, it's assisted aim, so it's all the computer. And so he was like, that's the difference. At least when Mbappe misses his chance, when Thomas Müller misses his chances against England, it's him. He missed it. It's all
Yeah, we
him.
Said this before as well ourselves.
Yeah, like, it's we absolutely said this true. Many times. And so that's where I feel like their difference is. They don't, it's not that they don't care. It's like they think the randomness of football has to be incorporated, and they do that through things like missing
but
those
why?
Chances.
Hold on, why?
Why? I think it hits
your intention is you know, but you're saying their intention is to bring realism. I'm saying their intention is to bring strictly to bring RNG to reduce the skill gap.
I think
they don't
and that's
want
why
you
I
to
say,
clobber. They don't want you to clobber. Like they don't want the best guy to beat the worst guy 10 out of 10 times. They don't want that. I'm telling you,
true.
They don't want that.
No, I know they don't. Like for sure, there's no way they want that. Otherwise, they
so
wouldn't have made the game
their intention.
Easier after
so
17.
It's disingenuous to say it, anything else.
That's true. No, that's true. That's true. You've convinced me. So basically, they we've come to the conclusion that the realism aspect is a curtain that's pulled
Absolutely.
Over the reason that is we got to make sure that everyone has a chance to win.
Yep. And wow. Everyone stays playing. So we get more microtransaction money from you.
Well, damn. We heard it here first, boys. We've unraveled the secret through sheer logic and deduction.
Everyone knows this, sadly, but nothing we can change, man.
That's crazy. Let us know in the comments if that was if that has changed your mind as well, or if not. Don't forget about all the previous comments about what was it that they? Oh yeah, to prove convince Persian if fullbacks at center back is truly a ratty move. All right, and
yes.
You know,
looking forward
down
to
below.
The takes.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll keep an eye on them. Obviously, comment anything, questions, topics for the future. Subscribe, follow us on Twitter, all that stuff. And yeah, that's it for me. Anything else, Persian?
Nah, deuces. That's
peace.